You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner is with us now to take up the weather forecast for the Midwest. There will be farmers in the Corn Belt, in the southern part of the Corn Belt, maybe the Delta region, that would really like to start moving a bit. Will they get an opportunity over the next couple of weeks, do you suppose?
Well, you know, I think what we've seen in the past is that it almost doesn't matter unless it's raining or the temperatures are way below freezing. I think they'll still push some seed into the ground. It seems like that's been the tendency. But as far as optimum conditions is concerned, I don't think that we'll have that over this next week to 10 days. There will be a bunch of rain that will come and go across the region, and we are going to have a shot of cold air coming up here later this week that will bring the soil temperatures down for a little while. There's not a real good sign right now that we're going to see widespread warmer than normal conditions or general lack of precipitation. I think we're going to be fighting some moisture and we're going to be fighting some cool weather every once in a while, but the temperatures probably won't be as much as the issue, as much as the mud out there in some of the fields.
Fighting mud and wet conditions in the Delta parts of the southern United States. There are other parts of the United States that have been very dry. Do you see changing conditions for them?
I do, only for short periods of time. The lower parts of the Mississippi River Basin, the Delta in particular, and portions of the southeastern states will see somewhat drier, you know, tendencies over this next 5 to 7 days. But with that said, there's going to be a little bit of rain that occurs tonight and tomorrow in some of that region, and there's going to be another little frontal boundary that will push through about midweek next week. So it's not going to be the ideal situation, but it's better. The problem is when we go into the second week of April, the odds are pretty good that not only the lower Midwest, but both the Delta and the interior parts of the southeast will see more frequent rain once again. And the concern will be, obviously, that we'll be on the sidelines again for a little while in those areas.
Do you have concerns about the hard red winter wheat crop as it comes out of dormancy?
Certainly there is concern there for a couple of reasons. One, of course, is to find out how much loss we have from the winter cold. I don't think that'll be much of an issue, but we are curious to see what kind of assessments we can come up with. The other thing, though, is the weather pattern, because of the California drought. That California drought is actually having a negative impact on hard red winter wheat country, because this is a year that we're supposed to be getting storms into the southern U.S. plains from Southern California and northern Mexico. And this Modoki El Nino event is preventing California from getting the storms that it should be getting. So when it does rain in hard red winter wheat country, it's from storms that form right over the region, and they move out of the area fairly quickly. And so there's a limited amount of time for Gulf of Mexico moisture to be entrained into the region. And so for that reason, I think some of the high plains region will be the battling dryness for an extended period of time.
Drew, thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Well, thank you, and you have yourself a good afternoon.
That, of course, is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget that there are a couple of really important upcoming events. The first one is Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service will release the March 31 prospective plantings. That's the acreage figures, as well as the second quarter grain stocks numbers. And then that evening we'll be in Sherman, Illinois at the Farm Credit Illinois building. It's open and free and available to everybody who wants to come, along with Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzulo and myself. We'll go through those numbers and what they mean for the rest of the next several months. You can find all those details on our website at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.